Welcome to Mountain View Church's weekly one-hour program that includes both new and well-known contemporary praise and worship music, Bible readings, and of course, our weekly sermon. We trust and pray that this program uplifts and blesses you. Mountain View Church is located at 5 Church Street in Te Araha, New Zealand. We hold services at 10:30 a.m. every Sunday, and visitors are always welcomed with a smile. We'd love for you to join us. Children's Church is also available during school terms. And without further ado, let's honour God with this week's praise and worship songs. We hope you enjoy them.
Raise him in the sanctuary. it up. Let me hear you. carried a burden for too long on my own. I wasn't created to bear it alone. I hear your invitation to let it all go. Yeah, I see it now, I'm laying it down, and I know that I need you. I run to the Father, I fall into grace. I'm done with the hiding, no reason to wait. My heart needs a surgeon, my soul needs a friend, so I'll run to the Father again.
All my days I've been held in your head from the moment that I wake up until I lay my head. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Sinking deep in my
mercy seat. I'm wide awake, drawing closer by grace, and all my heart is yours. All fear removed, I breathe you in, I lean into your
soul. shout Jesus from the mountains and Jesus in the streets. Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. Shout Jesus from the mountains and Jesus in the streets. Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name. I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus.
The word for today with Rhema.
God will give you everything you need. From Matthew 6 verse 33. When you read God's word, you discover how he feels about you. As a result, your memories begin to heal. Your self-worth is restored and you stop trading with a devalued self-image. In a survey of supposedly happy couples, over 50% said they wouldn't marry the same person again. Why? Because the answer to loneliness isn't people, it's purpose. The Apostle John was a prisoner on the Isle of Patmos when God showed him the glories of heaven and he wrote the book of Revelation. Paul was alone in a Roman dungeon when he wrote half the New Testament. God did some of his best work when he was alone with no one to applaud him. So he praised himself, saying, "It was very good." From Genesis 1 verse 31. Can you do that? It's nice when others speak well of you, but when you can speak well of yourself, it reflects your opinion of yourself, and that's the one you live with every day. Three cheers for these Bible heroes who taught us how to be alone and enjoy it. Somewhere beyond loneliness, there is a contentment born of necessity. When your options close in the natural realm, you find doors opening to you in the spiritual realm. So, work on deepening your relationship with God. As you do, you'll find joy and develop qualities that attract the right people. It's why Jesus said that when you seek the kingdom of God above all else and live it righteously, he'll give you everything you need. From Matthew 6 verse 33, including self-worth.
The Word for Today with Rhema. You can also read it online at rhema.co.nz.
Your goodness is
Trust and pray that you've enjoyed the praise and worship music that we've presented in this week's program. Let's now listen to this week's sermon that's presented by Pastor Steve Collicutt.
Okay, If you have your Bibles with you, if you could turn to the book of Acts chapter 1. And actually, it's quite funny. With the song choices this morning and the stories that have come out, you guys have already preached. So, reading from Acts chapter 1. In my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. After his suffering, he showed himself to these men and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command: "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." So when they met together, they asked him, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" And he said to them, "It's not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." And after he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. For 40 days. You know, Jesus had spent 3 years with his disciples. And if you read through the parables that the gospel writers have summarized for us, a lot of those were stories about the kingdom of God. In fact, Jesus' ministry started with, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near." And I wonder if it's, you know, repent, change the way you think, change the way you're living, because the kingdom of God is closer than you think. And you might miss it if you don't change the way you think, or if you don't change the direction that you're heading in. But then we turn to Luke 21, and I hope I can find this. A group of, I think it's Pharisees and teachers of the law, come to Jesus, and they say, "When will the kingdom of God be revealed?" Verse 7, "When will the kingdom of God be revealed?" And Jesus' response is something along the lines of, "The kingdom of God will not come by careful watching, because the kingdom of God is within." The kingdom of God is within your heart. And so that gets me thinking, what are the signs that I think represent the kingdom of God? You know, we have in Matthew chapter 7, when Jesus says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven." And they will say, "Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? Did we not cast out demons? Did we not heal people?" And he will say, "I never knew you." And so, but prophecy, casting out demons, and healing, I would have thought would be signs of the kingdom of God. And so sometimes we look for those things and we think, "Oh, I can't see them here. Is God actually at work? Oh, well, I'll go somewhere else and see if I can find them." You know, he's saying the kingdom of God doesn't come by careful observation, but it grows and develops within the heart. And Jesus tells his disciples, you know, "It's not for you to know the time set by my Father in heaven. However, I'm going to give you the Spirit, and you'll be my witnesses." So you will be able to display who I am to the people around you. And that's a fulfillment of a prophecy given in Ezekiel, where it says, I will put my spirit within them. I will put, or I'll write my law on their hearts, and I will move them. You know, because sometimes, as a follower of Jesus, and sometimes as a pre-follower of Jesus, you can see some good that you want to do, but you find yourself doing something else. If we're honest. And so Jesus is saying that I'm going to put my spirit within you, and I'm going to write my laws on your heart so that my spirit will move you to do that good that you want to do. And you'll find it harder not to do it. But then sometimes, we go, oh, people have prayed for me for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and I don't yet speak in other languages. There's God at work in me. I don't know about you. I don't know what your experience was, but I remember, as a teenager, I went and did a Life in the Spirit seminar, and it was fantastic. And leading up to the end, they pray for each person to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit and to speak in other languages, or to speak in spiritual languages. And so they prayed for me. Nothing happened. It's like, ah. A month later, nothing was still happening. And one of my brothers who was part of the group goes, how's it going, speaking in other languages? It's not happening. Okay. 2 months later, 3 months later, how's it going, speaking in other languages? It's not happening. Yeah. 5 months later, I don't want to put pressure on you, but how's it going, speaking in other languages? It's not happening. 6 months later, it happened. And I don't know what the difference was. I don't know what the trigger was that went from not being able to Sunday Bundy wanted to buy a Honda but should have bought a Kawasaki to speaking in languages that my mind does not understand but my heart knows, a communion and a relationship with God that I hadn't yet experienced. Was God at work just in that 6 months? That 6 months after they prayed for me? Or was he at work in the preceding 6 months? And actually, was he at work in the preceding year when I did not yet acknowledge him, but he was drawing me closer to him? I've shared this story before, but when I took that step of faith, when I crossed the line from not acknowledging belief in God to acknowledging and accepting Jesus' sacrifice and belief that he revealed the Father, one of my brothers had given me a tract. And Steps to Peace with God. And I read it and thought, this is cool. And then threw it in the corner of my room. It would have been 9 or 10 months later where I went to a Louis Palau meeting on the 4th of April, 1987. Can't remember what he spoke about, but there was just something within my heart that needed to respond. Looking back, for that 9 or 10 months, it felt like I was running in completely the opposite direction. My brother, and actually I haven't talked to him about this, but this would be making for a good conversation, would be, I wonder what he saw. Because would he see God at work in the lifestyle I was choosing to live? Or that I was on the expected follower of Jesus lifestyle that I was running from? Would he see God at work in that? And he would have been a man of great faith, or a brother of great faith, if he did. But how many times have we prayed for someone or something, and the result that we're expecting, the result that we believe God has promised, hasn't appeared yet? But God's at work, he tells us. And he's always at work. How many times are we looking for a result and Jesus is saying, the kingdom of God doesn't come by careful observation, but it comes from within the heart? How many times have we looked for an outward response from people and thinking that they're not responding in worship, but there's something that God's doing within? How many times have we had conversations with others about God and about Jesus, and it seems like they're shut off or cut themselves off from the conversation? They're there, they're a part of it, but not really a part of it. And we think, God, what are you up to? Is what we're doing having an effect? Is the conversation we're having, is that bringing about anything? And then God's got promises in his word, like in Isaiah, I will send forth my word and it will accomplish the purpose for which I sent it. The purpose of his word is to bring life and to lead us to Jesus. Purpose of his word is to is almost like a seed that the Holy Spirit can use to bring life and to lead us into truth. All of that starts from within. It doesn't start with an external demonstration or an external expression. It starts from within. And so it was fantastic to hear some stories this morning about, I don't know how it happened. They thanked me for praying for them, and I didn't even realize I was doing it, but I was praying for them. Well, I don't know how it happened, but they've gone from wherever they were to asking for prayer. And other people acknowledging that they're praying for them. I haven't seen that before in my family, but I'll celebrate it now, because God is at work, whether we like the circumstances or we don't. God is at work whether we see the results we are expecting or we don't. His kingdom is at work within us. And, you know, in fact, one of the parables is like a seed in the ground. Unless that seed dies, it doesn't bring forth life. But then that seed, it starts out like a mustard seed, and then it grows and becomes one of the biggest trees or the plants known. So it might start small, and it will probably start invisible. But there will come a day when there's expression given to that. And expression given to what you've seen and heard from Jesus. Because remember, he's put his spirit within you to be, he's put his spirit within you to be, he's put his spirit within you to be his witnesses. What does a witness do? Hang on, I'll just talk to the side. What does a witness do? Tells what he sees or what he hears or what they experience. So a witness, if you weren't listening to this side, says what they see, hear, or experience. And God, the Father, God, the Son, has put his Spirit within you, within each one of you, so that you can tell of your experiences with him. And so that you can say just how good he is. And so that you can give expression to that life of the kingdom that started within. Whatever that expression looks like. Because it will be completely different. That expression of the kingdom of God will be completely different within each one of you. You might think, actually, how many of you types have you gone, you should be able to do that. I mean, I can do that. Yeah, but you're gifted in that way. Anyone else felt a bit, I want to say bummed out, but you probably can't see that in church. At times you see an expression of the kingdom in someone else. And you go, I wish I had that. And so you become a little bit envious of them. I see a few nods. Thank you for being human. But there are other ways that God wants to express himself through you. He doesn't want you to be a carbon copy of others. And so allow that kingdom seed that he's planted within you to grow. And allow it to be expressed in whatever way that Spirit of God works out within you. Because the kingdom of God does not come by careful observation. But it grows within your heart and grows within. And from a recollection of that story, that could mean individually, but also corporately. Because I think there's a greater expression of the, can you use that? There's a greater expression of the kingdom of God that works within when you're corporate. But you can't go looking for it. I think that's a paradox or an oxymoron or something. And so there's a life that God's instilled within each one of us as his witnesses. Give expression to it. Give expression. How about you stand? Heavenly Father, I thank you that you are always at work, whether we see it, whether we feel it. And Lord, I bless each one here and each one listening to have the eyes of their hearts opened to recognize you at work in their lives and to recognize you at work in the lives of others, that they may see the answers to the prayers that they don't realize they're praying, that they may recognize and see answers to the prayers that they do know they're praying. And see the expression of your kingdom, however you want to bring it, through each and every person. Lord, I bless them in the name of your Son, Jesus. Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's program from Mountain View Church in Te Aroha, New Zealand. The program is broadcast every Sunday morning from 9 a.m. right here on Radio Te Aroha on 88 FM and simulcast online at radiotearoha.com. We hold services at 10:30 a.m. every Sunday, and as we said at the beginning of this program, visitors are always welcomed with a smile. We'd love for you to join us. Children's Church is also available during school terms. You can get in touch with us via our website at mountainviewchurch.org.nz, where you can also listen again to this program on demand. Have a blessed week.